Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dirks met my wife last year at Smokeout. He better not tell her. It's US 99, Chicago's country station. Okay, moments ago I made you make a promise. I'm going to have an open and honest conversation with you that my wife cannot hear. She's at work right now, so I know she's not listening. But if you know my wife, you got pinky promise right now. Pinky promise. And do the thing where you like kiss it like from Salute Your Shorts. You remember? Okay, got it? So here's the deal. Our 1 year anniversary is on Saturday. I know we made it, right? And we literally have planned nothing, okay? I know, this is terrible. So our plans changed multiple times. And so in that those changes, I didn't end up preparing a gift or a weekend. But here's the thing. We talked about it because we wanted to save the money, okay? We were going to do a trip, and then we decided not to. We are moving, so there's a lot of things happening. We're like, we could always celebrate something, right? So we just said, let's not do anything. And we just saved the money that we put away already. But I could tell she's kind of bummed, right? Like, here's what I need from you, okay? Like, you and I sitting down in the backyard by the fire pit, having a drink, and I'm like, hey, I need your advice on how mad my wife is going to be, okay? I kind of want to take the money that we saved and surprise her with the weekend that she really wants. But I have to do it behind her back with the money that we have both saved and put away. Is that a terrible idea? Will the surprise of the weekend that she really wants be good enough to offset me having to go behind her back a little bit? That's the question. How do you think she'll react? This is you and me having a conversation. This poor sap looking for some help. All right, 312-946-4995. Anna, you're in Downers Grove.
Oh, man. That sounds real nice. I don't know.
Right?
That's tough.
So you're kind of
just making her feel special.
Right.
You.
Yeah, that's what. All right. Well, thank you so much, Anna. It sounds like you're leading the direction I want.
Yeah, probably.
Awesome. All right. Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. All right, Brian, you've been married for a minute. What do you think?
I was calling in because, look, I got two little guys. If I were to take the money that me and my wife shared and surprise her with something, she would be very happy, but she would be pissed that I spent that money.
Got you. So she'd be happy and pissed at the same time. So I'm not sure what you're suggesting here, Brian.
Spend your own money and do what you want for your wife's weekend getaway and keep the money that you guys saved in a safe place.
Got you. Okay. So if I want to spend the money, I better damn sure make sure it's not her any of her money that she put, right?
I mean, I've been married 6 years, and that's the way I think.
All right, dude, I'll take your advice. You're 6 years in. I appreciate that.
All right, man. Good luck to you.
All right, thank you. All right, Tracy in Downers Grove. Can I take the money that my wife and I had saved and decided we weren't going to do something big for our anniversary and use it to give her the weekend I think she really wants?
So you can go at it two ways. You work in radio, you could say, I got a free trip, let's go somewhere for our anniversary. You could play it fast and easy that way.
So not only do I go behind her back and spend the money, but I also lie to her about it. Got it.
Well, you know, there's all these little, like, white lies you have when you're married. Oh, I didn't get you anything for Christmas, and you actually get her a really nice gift.
Okay.
Sort of thing. Or you could say, it's been a year. We've had it, you know, we made it through COVID, we made it through a year of being married. Let's just do something nice for ourselves because you can't make more, you can make more money, but you can't make more memories.
That's where I'm leaning, right? Like, we work hard, why not enjoy it?
Oh my gosh, you know, when we go and have to pop off 10 grand to take my kids to Disney to see their faces with Mickey Mouse, I can make more money. I can't make that picture you know, I can't buy that picture with the light in my kid's eye.
I love that. That was looking for someone to tell me what I want to hear. You did it.
Awesome. Good luck with that. You're welcome.
Karen from Park Ridge, what do you think? You heard my dumb husband story?
Well, I don't think it's a dumb husband. I think that you only have one life, one wife, and if the last 2 years have not proven anything, it's to live in the moment, and every moment needs to be treasured. So whether she gets mad at you for a minute or not, I don't believe she'll get mad at all. It's women love to be spoiled, and it would be, oh, you know what my husband did for me, instead of, you know what my husband did. So you'll come out smelling like rose.
Yeah, those are two different statements right there.
Absolutely. So go for it. Do what you need to do.
Even if she's mad, I think she'll only be mad until she tastes the steak, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.